I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Young undocumented immigrants who are beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA as it's called, are paying close attention to legislation being debated in the nation's capital right now. This particular deal is also tied up in avoiding a government shutdown. That's what we're facing in less than 2 weeks unless Congress can pass a spending bill. The thing is, over the weekend, President Trump said that any deal on the Dreamers, as DACA recipients are called, would have to include plans for a border wall with Mexico. Sana Abrar is the policy and advocacy manager with the immigrant advocacy group United We Dream. Nearly every Democrat is against Trump's border wall, but why are they divided on how to vote for the spending bill now?
We've seen progressive champions like Senator Warren, Senator Harris, Congressman Gutierrez, Senators Durbin, Booker, and Sanders. They were ultimately the first to come out and make it completely clear that any kind of must-pass bill, including any kind of spending bill that didn't include the DREAM Act, essentially ignored the fact that there is a humanitarian crisis at hand that hundreds of thousands of immigrant youth are currently facing. Obviously, when it comes to the DREAM Act, in an ideal world, we and many of our supporters would love for a standalone DREAM Act to come to the floor and be passed. But the reality is we are facing a Republican-led House, Senate, and White House. So what we're hoping for January 19th is that we see a solid show of support from the Democratic caucus as a whole in getting this done.
So the activists who are pushing for the DREAM Act, I mean, what is the level of frustration right now, considering that it didn't get done at the end of 2017, and now it seems like some Democrats are on the fence about holding out for an immigration bill that's tied to a spending bill?
I mean, it's a huge disappointment. When it came to December, we had activists who were lobbying on the Hill every single day. We had a tent and a jumbotron outside of Congress that, you know, shared the stories of individuals who are directly impacted by the lack of action by Congress. And now we're at this point where it's the beginning of 2018. We have thousands more who continue to lose their status. Disappointment is probably an understatement when it comes to our reaction. But also there's this new sense of, okay, this is the make or break moment. We can't keep pushing this off. We have to show this administration that these demands are unacceptable.
Are you going after specific lawmakers for their votes?
We have been working to essentially call out Republicans who have not been vocal about this issue, despite the incredibly large immigrant populations in their communities, to call out the individuals who voted for the continuing resolution in December. Our goal is that all members of the Democratic caucus are aligned with us when it comes to January 19th, that they make it clear that they will vote for any kind of continuing resolution or must-pass spending bill only if it includes the DREAM Act. Obviously, with the spending bill, when it comes to the numbers game, Republicans need Democratic support in the Senate to actually pass any kind of spending bill. So the trick here is to show that there is a complete show of support for the DREAM Act.
And yet that unanimous show of support is not happening. And it puzzles me because the openness of American society to welcome immigrants has been one of the things Democrats have been offering as what makes them different from many Republicans, certainly what differentiates them from Trump. Are you surprised by these Democrats on the fence?
To be honest, no. There have been plenty who have expressed to us, the ones from more moderate states who are taking into account 2018 and elections, that this is a tough vote. But the way that we respond to this is, look, we understand it's a tough vote. It's a tough position to take for some of you. But the position that our membership is in is more than the word tough, right? These are individuals who are losing the opportunities to continue pursuing their higher education, who are at immediate risk of being fired by their employers. This is more than just tough, right? This is a life and death kind of moment. We are trying to get politicians to understand that this isn't just a political talking point or some kind of game, that people are currently living in limbo. They don't know what's going to happen. There is no time to delay. This is a vote that puts you on the right side of history. Nobody ever said that being on the right side of history is easy.
Sana Abrar, policy and advocacy manager with United We Dream. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.